the clink.
Good pun. DHT won the faceoff, send it all the way down to start their penalty kill. They're really going to need them to come in clutch right now as they are trailing in this game 2-0, 7:24 left in the game. Right there, Hanley sends it all the way down. Blake Electric still trying to find something to start their power play rush. Finally gets it over to Hewitt, as did Johnson. Shot from Poplinski went wide, handled now by Hanley. He easily sends it all the way down. John, we're a minute 20 into this power play. Blake Electric barely has left their zone.
Well, I think Blank is fine with that right now. They've got a two-goal lead. They don't need to press it right now.
Jim Brown now working his way into the Blank Electric zone with Tyler Burkhart. They have two DHT defenders down there on this power or penalty kill for him. They're treating it almost like it's five on four right now, John. Or five on five, I'm sorry. Shot hits the door here and goes haywire from Hanley. Scatters all the way down to the Blank Electric zone. Smith was trying to keep it down there, was unable to. Burkhart tried to run into Poplinski and missed. But for DHD, came right out to Kretschmer. He was able to send it down. Hewitt trying to find Kirkpatrick there on a pass, unable to. Right to Hanley it goes. Right in front of his own goalie, sends it all the way down again. This is just eating up the penalty as there is only 19 seconds left in counting. Blake Electric trying to make one more push for a power play goal. Comes to free to number five, Egick. He shoots, blocked by Hanley himself. Shot, pass goes across the net, no one there. 3 seconds left in the power play. Jim Brown just almost tries to decapitate Schultz, it looks like. And now DHD is skating full strength again. Hanley with the shot on Bauer, unable to find the back of the net. Bauer is just standing tall right now. Kretschmer with the shot from the point. That's blocked by Kirkpatrick. DHD forced to clear the zone as the puck did cross the blue line. Puck out to center ice now, where Hewitt finally finds it, but quickly taken away by Jim Brown and then played off a Blank Electric stick. Looked like it was probably going to be a high sticking if touched by Blank Electric, but DHD got there first. Out to center ice, where Hanley just hammers it back into the zone. Looks like they're just playing pitch and catch between the two defenders right now, Schultz and Hanley. Kretschmer gets it up to Herrick. Herrick tries to find Jim Brown, was unable to. Finally in the zone now. Brown sends it to the left of Bauer, and it comes out of the zone. Hanley sends the puck deep into the zone, looks for a change. No one was there to change for him, as Pulaski's still in the box. Jim Brown with a hit didn't really affect the play too much, just trying to put a body on the Blank Electric guys, show him that he's still here.
And seriously, I think Blank Electric is just, they're content right now with playing between the blue lines, right? They don't seem to really want to put any type of offensive charge on right now. I think they're just...
Jim Brown with the shot, and that just got the game a lot closer. 2-1 as Jim Brown just beat the goaltender, Bauer.
And as I say that, and they get back on their heels, DHD scores a goal. So that's... They're gonna have to think twice about how they're playing right now.
Bauer unable to get down in the butterfly quick enough, and Jim Brown finds the back of the net. We're gonna step away here for a quick break.
Pure Water Conditioning, located in Bad Axe, carries a water softener for every budget. Whether you need a water softener, reverse osmosis, or a whole house water filtration system, we can help. Our products are high efficiency and made in America. No salt contract required and no hidden fees. No need to wait for your tax return. We offer financing. Call Pure Water Conditioning and Bad Axe at 989-623-0094 for a free in-office water test and to find out how you can save with a water softener from Pure Water Conditioning. That's 989-623-0094. Pure Water Conditioning, your Hague water softener dealer.
All season service and sales of Harbor Beach wants you to mark your calendar on April 29th from 9 to 2 p.m.
for their spring open house.
All Season Service and Sales will be featuring products from EFCO, Skag, Honda, Echo, Shindaiwa, Snowway, and Briggs & Stratton. Get discounts on your favorite products with major name brand reps on site with demo equipment available.
And there will be lots of giveaways.
All farmers, listen up. There will be a truck and tractor tuning expert on site with PTO dyno demonstrations. Grab hot dogs, popcorn, and more. So get ready for All Season Service and Sales Spring Open House in Harbor Beach on April 29th. For more information, call 989-479-0444.
Back here at the Huron County Expo Center, DHD just got the score one shot closer. Score is now 2-1 with 3:59 left to play in the second period. John, as soon as you start talking about Blank Electric being content, they get caught on their heels, like you said, just out of or before the break.
I just need to keep quiet, and I need to say the opinions expressed on this radio by me are not the words of the radio stations, apparently, because I just put my foot in my mouth.
Blank Electric working down in front of Rivard. Puck is still loose. 33 with a shot. That goes way high. He had a whole empty net to shoot at as Rivard was down.
Yeah, Rivard was down, and Willis just missed a wide open net coming across. But, you know, Blank Electric's doing what they need to do right now. They need to just keep putting pressure on.
Puck goes out of play off the Blank Electric offense. So the puck or faceoff is outside of the zone. Hanley misplays it. Overstreet right there in front, and he scores on Rivard.
I bet Mr. Rivard wishes he had that one back.
Overstreet was in the right place, right time when Hanley misplayed that puck deep in his own zone, right in front of his net. And Hanley and Overstreet capitalized.
Yeah, just slid right underneath Jared Rivard. He had his pads down to make the save, and he went to slide over to one side and lifted that puck or that pad up, and the puck slid right underneath. So
now the score is 3-1 in favor of Blank Electric. 3:37 left in the second period, and Blank Electric controls right off this faceoff. Eukster controls it at the blue line. He passes it to Ruggenbuck, a little too far for him, as it comes out of the zone. Long pass now for Burkhart. He gets almost run into by 33. Willis, shot by Burkhart, goes wide though. He had that whole left side to shoot at, John, and he missed it.
He had the goalie going to his left, and then he had the whole right side of that net open and missed it.
Burkhart misses on a pass to the front of the net. No one there to bang it home. Puck still down in the half boards now. Finally controlled by 28 Ruggenbuck of Blank Electric. Run off by Hanley there, but Ruggenbuck's strong play to keep going with the puck. He's now into the DHT zone, takes a shot. Rivard deflects it behind the net. A DHT player and a Blank Electric player just ran into each other, kind of canceled each other out, but we are going to have a penalty for interference called against 43 Overstreet, who just scored that goal to put them back up too.
Well, he's not arguing the fact he went right to the box, so.
That would explain why Gilbert fell down there.
That would explain it. Looks like they're going on a power play here. I do believe that's the first one of the game for him too, so. Something they definitely need to capitalize on this.
They're trying to figure out when Pulaski gets out of the box for serving his 10-minute misconduct for hitting from behind. He still has a little bit more time, apparently, in the sin bin. So now DHD on the power play, 2 minutes, 36 seconds left in the second period, down 2 goals. Really need to see a goal out of this opportunity right here. Hanley all the way back into his own zone, circles and passes to Kretschmer. Kretschmer looking for a pass, finally finds one in Klink right at the blue line. Can't get it deep though, and it is sent right back out by McLean from Blank Electric. Hanley's pass is errant and gets picked up by Poplinski at center ice. He sent Tomahawks it back into the zone. Kretschmer with a pass right underneath your radio to Reed White. He tries to find Klink across the ice, unable to, but Jim Brown is able to find that puck. Puck got lost there, and everyone, and it's sent down by Blank Electric.
So far, DHD hasn't been able to capitalize on the man advantage. Having a hard time getting it started here.
Looks exactly the same way that it did when Blank Electric had the power play.
Exactly.